Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. I hope you've had a good week, and I hope you're preparing for Thanksgiving because that's coming up. And if you notice, we've got this background with pumpkins and turkeys and leaves and food. Guess what? This next week is going to be crazy at the grocery stores because people are going to be buying a whole lot of food. Traffic is going to be bad. It's not going to be fun. But at least it'll be fun when everybody gets together for Thanksgiving. And that's always a good time. Well, before we get going here, you know, we had our disclaimer. But I have to talk a little bit about the Trim Radio Network, because if I don't, the powers that be, well, they might get a little bit angry. Well, miffed. Anyhow, here's the Fab Four of the Trim Radio Network, and I'll tell you what, it's worldwide. We go all over the world. We have a lot of different shows, and we are getting more shows. So you want to follow us as much as you can, because, I mean, we're going to have some good shows coming up. We've got the Fab Four, Michael Bejas, the founder and CEO of the Trim Radio Network, and he's responsible for the overall vision and mission and leadership of the program. We also have Rascala Stefan, and he happens to be the chief operating officer, better known as the CEO. And I'll tell you what, not CEO, the COO. Anyhow, he's responsible for the day-to-day operational management of the network, and he ensures efficiency and quality, and he's a good computer guy. And if you ever need anything computer-wise fixed, he's the guy to do it. The guy's a genius. And then we have me, the guy that stumbles over words and can't figure out what chief relationship officer is. I guess I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success, and I hope we do have long-term success because all of us are in it for the long haul. And we cut the bull and we serve the truth. That's the name of the game here. We're not going to lead you astray unless we have a comedy show on Wednesday nights like I do, but we're not going to lead you astray. Also, we have Victoria Smith, and she's the chief marketing officer, and she's responsible for all the marketing activities, the brand development, the audience growth, and creator of acquisition strategies, and she's a whiz at it. So if you're a company or club, sorority, fraternity, college, university, you name it, if you need marketing strategies, get a hold of Victoria Smith. She has her own show, and you can follow it here on the Trim Radio Network. So that's the brain trust that we have here. And our shows. We have Money and Change. Of course, that's going to be every Sunday at 8 p.m. Unless I have to play a concert. I always have to give that as a caveat because I'm in a band and we play two concerts at Christmas time. They're coming up in the next few weeks. And in that case, you get an encore edition. You can go to our archives and watch one of the latest shows, and that will cover that. Other than that, if I'm not in a concert season, then we have live Money and Change shows. Then there's Christ-like person Michael Bejas. He does Life Walk with Christ God, and he's on Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, and that's Wednesday at 8 p.m., and that's always going to be live. And then we have the Natural Marketer podcast, and that's on Thursdays with Victoria Smith. We have Offsides, college football top 25. And I imagine there's going to be some discussion this week on, maybe it'll be the Ohio State-Michigan game. So you might want to tune into that. But that's Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas, and that's every Thursday at 7. We have the Positude Podcast on Fridays at 8 p.m. We have Adventure Waits Around the Bend on Saturday at 1. And we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck at 1:30. So you want to check those out. But we're going to still keep going because we've got the Red Pill Reality Show. And that's going to be Saturday from 9 p.m. until midnight. And Rascala does a really good show from 9 to midnight. He has guests on, talks about a lot of different subjects, topics. I've been on the show a couple of times, and I watch the show every Saturday because it's a good show, trust me. So you want to check out the Red Pill Reality Show with Rascala Stefan. Saturdays at 9 p.m. But we have some more shows coming up. And one of them will be with Peter Kling. And you want to be able to check that one out. And we will have that posted here on this page soon. Also, we have the amazing Dora. And she'll be premiering her show soon. And I think it's going to be Fridays. And so you want to check out her show. And we're going to announce a little bit more in depth on Dora's show on Wednesday. And we're trying to get everything arranged so that she can come on, live, laugh, and whatever. And we can go ahead and have her on for a little bit so she can describe her show, her background, and so forth. But if you want to do your own show, all you have to do is contact us. And, you know, we used to have a red button. And I'm going to have to talk to Victoria, see if we can put that in there. But there's a contact us button. If you hit that button, far right side, these little boxes pop up. And you can find out about us. We're located in Irmo, South Carolina, which is a suburb of Columbia, South Carolina. You can call us for support at 1-803-303-8667. That's 1-803-303-8667. And you can do text or voice there. The email address for us is info@trimradio.com. And if you want to drop us a line, all you have to do is click on that and send us an email. Give us your name, your email address, your phone number, your cell phone number, and tell us what you want to do. And if you want to have your own show, let us know, and we will walk you through the process of the whole thing. It's very easy to do. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Trust me. Our office hours are from Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, of course, we are closed on Sunday. At least the office. I know I'm doing a show Sunday night, every Sunday night. So you can always get a hold of us. That's no problem. Now, how do you support us? It's very easy to do. Buy the merchandise. We've got merchandise. All you have to do is hit the shop section, and we've got t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got money and change t-shirts, money and change mugs. Money and change insulated mugs with lids. We've got Offsides College Football Top 25 Premium Polo shirts. We've got Offsides College Football Black Glossy Mugs. We've got all kinds of stuff. And, you know, you just click on the page and you go into more types of dad hats, beanies, and gee whiz, the Money and Change, no, it isn't Money and Change. It's actually the Trim Creator Studio rubber case for AirPods. You supply the AirPods and then purchase our case to keep your AirPods safe. And if you want, you can also get the Trim Creators Studio Ceramic Ornament. Okay, so those are the goodies that we have. So the money that we get from everybody buying merchandise goes into paying for airtime, because none of us get paid. None of us want to get paid. We're trying to help people out. And that's the main goal of this network. And so what you need to do is you can donate if you want to, or you can buy advertising time, or you can buy the merch, as Mike says. So anyhow, that goes back to it. Well, what else is going on? Oh, the archives. We have our channels. We have the vault. And we have our live stream. We have our vault. And if you click on vault, then it will take you to some more dancing boxes. There we go. They need to speed those up somehow. But we have our show collection. And, well, where'd they go? Explore all episodes. There we go. And there we are. There's Maggie Hart. There's Peter Kling. There's Michael Bejas, Victoria Smith, Mascala, and myself. And all you have to do is just click on those. You notice at the bottom there, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify, Amazon Music, Pocket Casts, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. So you want to check out the Trim Radio Network. And for Money and Change, we have our own Facebook page. It's Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And it's very easy to do. Just ask to join. We will add you to the bunch. And it's a fun bunch. But what do we do here? We will post all of our information that we have for the show. For example, here's the lead for our show. It says, join host Stu Scheer for another live edition of Money and Change at 7 p.m. on Trim Radio. Okay. But all the stories that we're going to cover, if you click on comment, guess what? Here they are. Everything's listed there. So if you miss the show, or for some reason you have to bow out for just a little bit and you want to find out what we're doing, you can go back and check those links. And they're there. So we've been doing that for a while. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people like that because they can go back and really get the dope on everything. Okay. So that's our Money and Change Facebook page. What else is going on? Oh, I got to mention a few people. Hey, we've got the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Well, they lost by 1 point in the playoffs for their region. So that's a bummer. But basketball has started, and they are 2-0 in basketball. So that's a good sign. They're also rated, I think, 19th in the country. Or was it 23rd? One of the two. And that's just the start of the season. So hopefully by the end of the season, they're going to be up in maybe the top 10. Okay, we've got Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. We'll get into that a little bit later on. We've got, of course, Money and Change every Sunday at 8 p.m. or 7 p.m. and My World at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. A big shout out to Brad and Krista at the Deep South Homestead. No, it isn't. It's a big family. The Big Family Homestead. No, it isn't. The Big Family Homestead. What am I doing? Am I getting mixed up today? It's been a crazy week. I'll tell you about that later. They were on and they were talking about what happens when the power goes out. Well, it's posted on our Facebook page and you can watch them. I've known them for quite a while. And good people. They really are. They're out in the middle of Wisconsin. And it's, I believe it's the cold season there right now. And then we've got the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King down in Wiggins, Mississippi. We've got Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. I've known Dave for about 16 years. Great guy. He does boots on the ground, and he talks about the economy and everything else that's going on. Also, we've got the Patriot Nurse. I just posted something about the Patriot Nurse, and I did that to my page on Facebook because She's talking about how to stay well because medical costs are going up and up and up. And she's saying that they want to keep you sick so they make more money. I don't know. Check her out. I'll post that link on our Money and Change page later on tonight. Also, we've got Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. Fantastic person. Self-made millionaire. So you got to check into her. We have LDS Prepper, and he's going to talk about GMRS radios. Yes, I am. GMRS radios. Good things when the communication system goes down. These radios come in handy. $35 for a 10-year license from the FCC. And I'll tell you what, these things are great. Your family can use your radio license as long as they behave by the rules. That's fine. This is an Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. The G stands for GMRS frequencies. These are great. With this radio, I can talk from my location to 35 miles away to Dayton, Ohio. And then from there, I hit a repeater and I can talk out another 90 miles because it's a tall tower with a really powerful repeater. So you want to check that out. They're great to have. And you meet a lot of friends along the way. But I'll tell you what, Dave Gilmore got me interested in these things. And actually, I have several radios. Why do you have several? Well, in case, the family wants to borrow one, you can loan them a radio and you keep them charged up and, test them from time to time. It's a good deal. So, in case of an emergency, when the power goes out, you've got something to contact people with. And as long as they know that if the power goes out, they turn to channel, whatever it's going to be, automatically, and you can start communicating. It's a good thing, especially, storms and everything else. GMRS radios come in handy and you meet a lot of good friends. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. We have to talk about the show. We've got a lot of stuff tonight, a lot of stuff to cover. And I want to let you know that these articles are posted on our Facebook page. So you want to check this out. There's the thing how Andrew Jackson freed America from the central bank control and why it matters now. This was an article that was by Nick Giambruno, and that's internationalman.com. And way back when, Andrew Jackson didn't like central banks. And for a good reason. He also didn't like fiat money, which means based on paper. He liked gold. He liked silver. Things you can hold in your hand that are good. Not cryptocurrency. I mean, they talk about crypto. I believe today crypto dropped down to $84,000 a coin. Can you hold it in your hand? No. Can you spend it? Barely. It goes in an electronic wallet and somebody can get in there and steal it from you. It's been done. But anyhow, way back when, 1835, I believe, thanks to Andrew Jackson, who was president at that time, he was the first and only president to pay off the national debt completely. Of course, back then, we didn't have a lot of national debt. We had some, but he paid it off. And one biographer said the former president viewed debt as a moral failing, or kind of like black magic. And you take a look at the dollar today. It's paper. What's it worth? It's not worth a dollar. It says $1, but it's not worth a dollar. It's not worth a dollar's worth of gold. It's not worth a dollar's worth of silver. It's just paper. It's fiat money. Might as well say fake money. But you have that dollar that has gone down in value. It used to be worth a dollar. Then later on, it was 70 cents, 60 cents. I don't know. We could be down to 2, 3 cents for the actual value of the dollar. Well, anyhow, when Jackson became president, he was determined to get rid of the U.S. national debt because we had some. And after all, debt enslaves you to your creditors. Think of how it enslaves you to your credit card company. Well, anyhow, Jackson knew that being debt-free was essential to independence. And that type of an outlook really resonated with a lot of Americans back then. Stay out of debt. And always pay up your debt. Pay it off. Well, with that in mind, Jackson attacked the institutions and powerful people who promoted and enabled the federal debt. This included the banking elites and the Second Bank of the United States, the country's central bank at that time, and it was a precursor to today's Federal Reserve System. And so while campaigning against the evils of national debt and central banking, Jackson miraculously survived an assassination attempt when an assassin's two pistols both misfired. Shadowy interests tied to the central bank were almost certainly kind of behind the effort because they didn't want to lose their power. However, Jackson survived and went on to end the Fed in his days, and he successfully bested the central bank and the powerful interests behind it and shut down the Second Bank of the United States. He also repaid the federal debt in full, which was no real easy task. And according to the report, Jackson could squeeze the American people with the federal income, or could not squeeze the American people with a federal income tax to repay the debt. It didn't exist at that time and would have been unconstitutional. You might want to go back and look up income tax. Was it actually voted in? There's a lot of history to that, so you need to take a look at it. That's your homework for next week. And, you know, Jackson determined, it was very determined to get things working. And so by January 1835, the U.S. was debt-free for the first time. Then how can we keep getting into debt because the government keeps spending money they don't have? And that's what we're into now. Speaking of debt, you can go on and read the rest of that article because it's listed in our comment section. But Andrew Jackson was the first. Maybe Donald Trump will be the next president to get rid of it. We'll see. Well, what else is going on? Oh, speaking of debt, the national debt clock, the U.S. debt clock, and these numbers are supposedly real and accurate. So the U.S. national debt right now is $38,322,365,000,000 and climbing. And the debt per citizen is $111,435. Do you have that? It would be difficult for me, I know that. How about debt per taxpayer? $329,022. Gee, could you pay that off? How did it get that way? The government spent like drunken sailors. They would borrow against things. And they said, well, we'll pay it with interest, but they never really pay things back, did they? And then we take a look at the Doge clock. The goal here is $721 billion and climbing. It's going to be 60. Oh, it just turned to 63. The Doge clock now is $214 billion, $192,529 and climbing. And you can see by what's on the page here, we have numbers flying all over the place. And we're not taking in what we're spending because, like I said, the government spends like drunken sailors. Only sailors know when to stop because they run out of money. A lot of sailors I know save their money. check out the usdebtclock.org. It's free. There's plenty of information. It even covers your state. And that's a good deal. Okay. Plenty of information there. Private sector jobs, not in the labor force, full-time workers, college tuition now is $27,667. That might be in some schools. Some I'm even higher. Back in 2000, college tuition was $10,883. That was 2000. When I was in college, way back in the 1966 era, it was a lot cheaper. And the more schools that you go to, like I did, the more expensive it gets. The most expensive school I ever went to was Xavier University for my master's degree. And that was expensive. But, you know, hey, check this out on the U.S. Debt Clock. All you have to do is go to usdebtclock.org. Don't go to .com. It doesn't work. It's .org. What else is going on? Oh, seven parts of the U.S. The mouth ain't working tonight, guys. Seven parts of the U.S. economy that are already in a recession. Yeah. And you can check this one out because I think I can play this one. And I will, like right now.
Besides the stock market that may tell us if a recession is nearing, there is evidence that people buy fewer snacks when a recession is about to hit. I, for example, just realized I actually have no snacks in my house. General Mills reported last week that their sales have fallen by 5%, and even their snacks for pets were down in sales. Another theory is that instead of full-size liquor bottles, people go for those tiny airplane-sized ones when they're concerned about money. And the company that produces Jack Daniels has said that their sales of small bottles are rising. Interestingly, Big Six sales tend to go up when the economy goes down, as people reprioritize their finances. Consumers seem to think lipstick is an affordable luxury. The men's underwear index is weird but real. When guys hold on to old underwear longer than usual, economists say it's a sign they're cutting back on spending. The Hemline Index, developed in the 1920s, also says that skirts are shorter when the economy is doing well and get longer during a downturn. Okay, now obviously some of these theories have flaws, and none of them are definite signs of a recession approaching. To read more potential signs of recession, like the diaper rash index or the stripper index, head to our article at businessinsider.com.
Yeah. Well, if you go to the Business Insider, like I did, here's part of it. In the U.S. economy, seven deadly signs. Parts of the American economy are already in deep trouble. And the weakness could drag the whole country into a recession if we're not already in one. And this was done by Neil Dutta. But he said, you know, the wide view can ignore important developments unfolding under the surface. And that's what you have to look at. What's causing things? And he says, right now, the economy seems okay on the surface. But GDP, that's gross domestic product growth, has been running north of 3% for the last two quarters. That's the last 6 months. And the labor market, the boilerplate, appears to be that conditions are gradually cooling, but nothing more, nothing less. For example, despite the slowdown in new hiring, he says, the unemployment rate is basically 4.4%, and it's still low by historic standards. So you take a look at that. Going on, you know, you can take a look at all the graphs and all the charts. That covers 2006 to 2011. Well, that doesn't cover everything up to here, up to today. But you take a look at different things, and the American economy can really concern you. You know, you look at the things that I'm going to cover. Residential housing, there are several signs that employment in home construction is about to hit the skids. Well, in the wintertime, it will due to seasonal labor. The elevated stock of unsold homes means home builders will need to throw back on breaking new ground and focus on selling inventory they have already on hand. And building permits also indicate a potential weakness in the future construction activity. And you add this up, and it's clear that the industry is likely to holding on to too many workers relative to its current activity levels. So, you know, construction seasonal, you get into bad weather and yeah, there's some construction going on, but not like during the spring, the summer, and the fall. And another thing that I got to interject here, because these data centers that they're coming out with, you know, they're buying land for data center. And I was going by a section south of where I live. A lot of farmlands being bought up for data centers. I believe they want to put 5 of them in that location. And there's a big power demand on those data centers. And there's a lot of water usage for those data centers. And that could affect the local economy. You get short term where the construction workers build up the thing, but then after they leave, you only have 50 employees running the data center. So what does that do? Well, you gain maybe 50 houses, 50 people employed, and maybe you have lost 1,000 people that were building the data center and lost their business. And the long-term effects, what's it going to do? It's going to raise up your utility rates. It's going to raise up the water rates because, let's face it, we all have to pay utilities, and electrical usage is going to increase, and the cost and price is going to increase. And that's scary. And that affects housing. So these data centers right now, some of the things I'm reading about those, you really have to look into it, because it's not all fun and games. You know, when they say we're going to put a data center in, and you figure, oh, all these jobs. There are a lot of hidden costs beside that. So you want to take a look at that. But anyhow, then you've got commercial real estate, you know, in investment in structures for business has been declining for the past 6 quarters per the last GDP data. That's gross domestic product. Remember that. Even accounting for the massive build-out of artificial intelligence data centers, architectural billings, an index that tracks non-residential construction released by the American Institute of Architects remains sluggish. There are only certain areas here in Ohio that are really building up. And that's over around the capital, which is Columbus, Ohio. And even then, some of it is slowing a little bit. But anyhow, they said, given that building first has to be drawn up before it can be built, weaknesses at this planning stage suggest there is no coming boom in commercial real estate. How about restaurants? You know, we've seen casual dining establishments like Chipotle and Sweetgreen. We don't have any Sweetgreens around here in Ohio that I know of. And post weaker sales growth in recent quarters, and largely due to weakness in certain consumer cohorts, including 25 to 34-year-olds. Despite this, many chains have said they plan to absorb higher food input prices caused by supply shocks, and you know, it's going to squeeze their margins. Coming from restaurant management background, food cost can be a killer for a restaurant chain, because you're going to have to drive your costs. The costs will be up, and your income coming in, you're going to chance raising that income from your sales and it's going to reach a level when people aren't going to buy and then you lose sales. And it's a balancing act. So you've got food costs to worry about. How about paper supplies? That's a cost. And you take a look at a restaurant's profit and loss statement. I've done so many of those over the years. And I've supervised up to 60 facilities. And I'll tell you what, you're looking at it, whether or not you're going to make a profit, whether or not you're going to break even, whether or not you're going to pay your bills, or you can pay your employees and not go into debt. The object is not to have a restaurant that goes into debt. And I noticed in my location, they just put a Chipotle in. Chipotle. Everybody around here calls them Chipotles. But it's a nice building. And they build it in, I believe, 4 months' time. But the location wasn't that good, and they're not getting that much business. So they're wasting money. And can that chain afford to waste money? You're not in it to break even. You're in it to make money. Okay, you take a look at the government. Until now, most of the pressure on public sector employment has been at the federal government level. However, state and local governments are facing pressures as they exhaust COVID era funding. And in some cases, the people are saying they want the funds to be given back to the public. Do we have a lot of people in the public sector working in federal government, state government, and local government jobs? Do we need the people that we have? Can we cut back? Of course, then when you do that, what happens to those people in the employment sector? Where do they get jobs? It's a big balancing act. It really is. And you can read more of it in the Business Insider, okay? But you want to check that out because it's a good article. And, you know, being in business the length of time that I was and then going in working for the state of Ohio, managing businesses, we can get into that later as to what I did, but you're running food and vending and cafeteria operations, not only in federal locations, state locations, but also colleges and universities. And you have to make a profit, so you pay your managers and pay your staff and still make a profit. It's a balancing act. It's a big one. And with the economy, when it slows down, for example, right now, you're looking at tomatoes and you're looking at lettuce. And by the time you get to January, the price of lettuce and tomatoes are going to go up. And into January, February, it's really going to go up. So if you're going to buy, for example, a case, better known as a lug, of tomatoes, 6 by 6 by 6, 6 across tomatoes, 6 up tomatoes, and 6 tomatoes deep in that case. The cost could go up significantly because it's winter time and we are not growing tomatoes. We have to import them from South America. And it gets expensive. It's the same thing with heads of lettuce. That gets expensive. And so food cost is going to go up. And it's going to be very expensive transporting goods too, because you're importing some of the stuff. So that goes into the U.S. economy. Now, are we to the point where I have to worry and panic? No. But what I would do if I were you, and I've said this before on the show, and here it comes, pay down your debt. Get out of debt as quickly as you can. Put some money aside in an emergency savings account. Because you never know what could happen. You might need it for medical use. You might need it for your car. The kid may need braces. The wife may need a new coat. I mean, you don't know. But you have an emergency savings amount. Then you want to make sure that you have food stored. Canned goods are great. As long as the cans aren't bulging or they're dented, they're going to be good for quite a while. But stock up on food. You want to stock up on freeze-dried, canned meats, soups, you name it, you can do it, okay? Also, make sure you have medications that you need. Make sure that your doctor says, okay, you can buy some extra meds. Make sure that you can actually purify and store water. That's 3 gallons per person per day. Make sure you have extra gasoline if you have a generator. Make sure you have that on hand stored safely. Make sure that you have clothing for the season. Make sure that you have those blue tarps in case you get a roof leak or in case you need to build a tent sometime. They're great. They're not that expensive. You can get them at Home Depot, Lowe's, even Walmart. So it's easy to do and it's not that expensive. Do you have extra batteries for flashlights? Do you have your GMRS radios? Are they charged? Do you have other types of heat? Do you have a kerosene heater? Do you have maybe an electric Eden Pure heater for that matter? Or do you have a fireplace? Another thing, do you have something to put out the fire in case you do get a fire in your house? I have these red balls. They're about so big, and they're made by Elide, which is a foreign company. But if you have a fire with a flame, you just take these balls, you throw them into the fire, it puts them out. The balls explode and this fire suppressant goes all over the place. And it will snuff out the fire for the most part. I've seen demonstrations where they can take a dumpster fire, throw two of those Elide fire suppression units in there, they explode and the fire's gone. It's taken care of. So, you know, do you have things of that nature? A whole host of things you have to do to be prepared. If the economy crashes or you go into a recession, that extra food's going to come in handy. The tarps will come in handy. The clothing will be handy. I mean, think about it, okay? It's just being prepared. And that's why I have Money and Change / Financially Prepped as a Facebook page, because we talk a lot about that stuff, okay? And there are videos there too, so you want to check that one out. What else is going on? Half of U.S. homes lost value over the past year, according to Zillow. And some people list their homes on Zillow for sale. And this is done by Naveen Anthropoli with the Epoch Times. And she said, U.S. homes are declining in value, but homeowners on average are not selling at a loss since there was a significant uptick in property value over the past few years. According to the latest analysis on online real estate marketplace that Zillow published on November 17th. And for example, friends of mine, they have a ranch style house just like mine, very similar. And they said, well, we're going to fix it up. We're going to sell it and get something a little bit bigger. And I said, okay, if you're going to sell that house, you could sell for maybe $200,000, just a realistic price. And you're going to buy another house that might be $250,000 or $300,000. Because it may be a little bit bigger house, but the cost of it is going to be a lot more due to the inflation and everything else involved. You'd be better off fixing up what you have, which is a nice place to begin with, and staying where you're at instead of going into debt. And you need to consider that. I mean, everybody would like to have a nice mansion, but nobody can really afford it. And nobody really wants to go into debt to do it. Because once you go into debt, the banks have you, okay? Well, anyhow, as of October 2025, 53% of homes have lost their value over the past year. And it was measured by their Zestimate, said the company Zillow. And this shares, well, has climbed from 16% just over a year ago. And Zillow's estimate is an automated estimate of a home market value based on data points, including public records, user data, location, and other information. And I have an update in our local email group, and there's a data that comes out. Well, the home down the street sold for $350,000. You could sell yours for $350,000. Okay. And if I did, who knows? I might have to pay $400,000 for the next house. Do I want to go into debt for an extra $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000? I don't think so. Well, anyhow, they were saying despite the fall in values, homeowners shouldn't be disheartened, according to Tara Menhertz, senior economic researcher at Zillow. I don't like being in debt. My car's paid off. It has been for years. And the house is paid off. It has been for years. Do I have debt? Only if I put things on a credit card and I pay it off as soon as I get the bill. That's the way I operate. I don't like having debt. I like to keep some money aside in case I have an emergency. Or maybe I just want to take a vacation and go to Florida for 3 months. That's an idea, but I haven't had a vacation in 6 years, believe it or not. Wow. It's time for a little thing about the University of Findlay. Check them out, www.findley.edu. Located in Findlay, Ohio, it's an all-American city, and I'll tell you what. They have about 40,000 in that town. It's a great town. Plenty of things to do. But the University of Findlay is a good school. The 12 students to one faculty ratio is fantastic. They have over 4,700 students on campus. 40 states, they're from 40 different states and 41 countries. The University of Findlay is part of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine. Best Midwestern Colleges 2025 Princeton Review. Best Colleges in America 2024 Money Magazine. You have to check them out. It's a good campus, good professors. Dr. Kathy Fell is a fantastic administrator. She's the president, and she's done a phenomenal job there. If you're looking at sports, you take a look at, they are Division II NCAA sports. In football, in their area, they were, or their region, they were number 9. In the nation, number 2 in the region. And they just lost out to Minnesota State. Basketball has always been good there. And I believe now they're rated 19th in the country or 23rd. It depends on which poll you take a look at. But the preseason coaches poll, they're going to have a good team. Check them out. They're good in wrestling. They've had some national championship wrestling teams out of there. Good sports, but excellent education. You can get a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or doctoral degree there. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be recommending it. So check them out, www.findley.edu. Wow, Cracker Barrel marketing expert resigns from board after failed rebrand. Don't go woke because you're going to go broke. You can read that if you go to our Facebook page, and the link is there. Also, the rise and fall of Thanksgiving turkey. Hey, yeah, we've got just about 10 minutes to go, and we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. You got your plans made? Are you going to have turkey? Do you know how to properly cook a turkey? Or are you just going to go out to Cracker Barrel? Or are you going to go to maybe Bob Evans or some restaurant? Get ready. Thanksgiving's coming. And it's going to be here very soon. So you have to be prepared. Get the house cleaned up. Get everything where it needs to be. Make sure you know how to cook the turkey. Make sure you have everybody bringing something in. But hey, turkey's coming. And if you don't like turkey, there's always ham. There's always other stuff too, okay? Wow, what's the cost of turkey and Thanksgiving? You know, the average cost of classic Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people in 2025 is about $55.18. That's a 5% decrease from last year, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. And they went ahead and did the prices here. And they're saying meal for 10, turkey, 16 pounds, $21.50. Sweet potatoes, $4 for 3 pounds. Veggie tray, yeah, they're not worried about that. Who eats veggies anyhow, right? Dinner rolls, $3.56 for a dozen. Stuffing mix, $3.71 for 14 ounces. Fresh cranberries. Well, you have to cook them and you have to add a lot of sugar to them to make them really edible, I think. Ham is optional and it's up nearly 50%. But you take a look at the cost of everything, and it's listed here, and it's also listed on our Facebook page. So you've got turkey discounts, you've got inflation, you've got supply chain issues. So you need to take a look at everything when you do your meal for Thanksgiving. Me, I don't cook. I was around food preparation for years, and I finally decided, hey, I'm going to let somebody else cook. So I go out for Thanksgiving. Why? Because I don't have the mess to clean up afterwards. Wow, what else is going on? Well, what happened here? I don't know. I have no idea. Oh! Serious talk about the power grid with Brad and Krista. They're on YouTube. Check them out. You have to do that. Also, you can see our past shows here, and we are on YouTube and Rumble. And after this show is over with, a half an hour later, I will go ahead and put that link to this page, and you can watch this show. And I can see all the mistakes that I have made trying to enunciate words. How about seniors stop paying these bills? A lawyer tells struggling seniors you really don't legally owe these 6 bills. It's interesting, and I followed it. Hey, what do we have here? Oh, yeah, hot things for Walmart. Oh, yeah, I found this one just before the show. Walmart Black Friday deals are ready to shop now. Score up to 80% off on tech, kitchen gear, home essentials, travel, and more. And they said major markdowns include Apple AirPods. Get those AirPod protector cases, okay? And HP laptops for $219 and 75% off best-selling RoboVac. RoboVacs, I mean, they can chase cats and stuff. Anyhow, Apple AirPods, $139 instead of $239, so you save $100. Karote, 18-piece nonstick pots and pans, $100. You're saving $199. Hisense 50-inch TVs, $178. Ninja 4-quart air fryers, HP Windows laptop, Onsen 2-in-1 robot vacuum cleaner. I could see a cat riding those around the house. Hey, they're going to be on sale. So you want to check out Walmart now before Black Friday, because you know what's going to happen. Black Friday is going to be something else. That's when I stay away from the stores. I might go out to eat with friends, but I don't go to the stores because the traffic, the malls, the traffic, the headaches, and the bozos driving in traffic like idiots. I hate to say, well, they're probably worse than idiots when they drive. I mean, I had that experience today going to Walmart. I had to go get a couple items, and crazy people driving every which way instead of up and down the aisles like they should. Anyhow, guys, be safe this weekend. Make sure that when you have your Thanksgiving foods, make sure hot foods are hot and cold foods are cold. Now, by hot, above 165 degrees. They have to come out of that oven 165 degrees minimum, especially turkey. Cold, make sure they're less than 40 degrees, because what happens is, a lot of people don't know this, and I did health inspections for years. For every 20 minutes, those little cootie critters that create food poisoning, they multiply, and they double and double and double and double. And so you have two. Next thing you know, they have kids, and it makes four. Four makes eight. Eight makes 16. 16 makes 32, and you get these bugs. You can get very, very sick if you don't watch what you're doing. But have a safe Thanksgiving, and we will be back here on, well, this Wednesday coming up with My World. We'll be talking a little bit more about Thanksgiving. But next Sunday, we'll be talking about the aftermath of Thanksgiving and some of the sales that are going on, how to save money, and how to watch how you spend money for Christmas. Make out a budget. Make sure you know what's going on. Hey, guys, with that, I'm going to have to bug out of here because we're out of time. So you have a good week, and we will see you Wednesday with My World and next Sunday with Money and Change. See ya.